For CGLO News, I'm Allison O'Reilly. Two city councillors are calling for air testing in Montreal's metro system. Karen Boivinois and Dominique Perry are introducing a motion for a $1 million project to install air testers in five of the system's most used stations. As of now, the air quality is unknown, but the councillors fear Montreal may have similar air issues to other major cities, which have found aluminum and zinc particles in the air. And because Montreal is one of the only major cities to use rubber wheels on its trains, the councillors are calling for a study into the potential impact of rubber particles. The federal government is set to pay $40,000 to every Indigenous child who is placed in an on-reserve welfare system. That's after the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal ruled in favor of compensation for the victims and their families who were placed in welfare after January 2006. In 2016, the tribunal found that the government discriminated against foster children on reserve by underfunding those programs. And Turkey is expected to resettle 1 million Syrian refugees. President Tayyip Erdogan announced the plan on Thursday, attempting to create a safe zone in northern Syria, which is controlled by Turkey, as well as lobbying for space within the United States. There are 3.6 million Syrian refugees in Turkey right now. 350,000 have already made the move back to their home country. To hear the newscast and to learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.